Well, good morning, everyone. I'd like to begin with a psalm for us. This one is from Psalm 5, verse 3. My voice you shall hear in the morning, O Lord. In the morning I will direct it to you. I like that. I will direct it to you, and I will look up. Are you looking up this morning? I hope you are. That's such a wonderful thing that we can look up and see the Lord and lift our voices. We're going to sing 445, if you want to open to that in the red book, 445, Satisfied. But let me dispense with a few announcements so I don't forget. There's a prayer meeting, a staff prayer meeting here at right here at 4:15. You won't want to miss it. Come. 4:15.
All are invited,
but not everyone's welcome. And you'll see why. Anyway. Also, swimming. There's no swimming this morning from 11 to 12, unless there's a special request, if I have that right. So if you were like, I want to go swimming, is it Caitlin Petrilla?
Come to the office.
Oh, go to the office, okay? Just so we... but otherwise, in the afternoon, they're swimming. Also, no cars. Please put your cars in the parking lot if you haven't done so already. There's a big white van out there. Whoever... Yeah. And that ought to be moved. Okay. That person's a little obstinate, but... I've been speaking with him, and he's complying. This is a great song. This hymn, I love this hymn, Satisfied. Isn't it a unique and interesting thing on the narrow way that when you first begin, you've come to find your experience, for lack of a better term, or you're finding Christ or Christ finding you as a very satisfying thing, isn't it? It's like, hallelujah, I have found him whom I so long has desired. And I hope you all know what I'm talking about. That exciting time when you have been transitioned from the realization that there's a sin in this world that is worse than a cancer, and a Savior who brings a cure and a help. And we can process every aspect of life through him. It's exciting and it's satisfying. But then the other end of it is I'm never satisfied. And I'm in trouble if I am satisfied. I grew up in church, so it was always up and down and up and down. You know, don't ever be too satisfied, because God is more than you can comprehend. And there's so much more. And we get in trouble when we get stuck on a plateau. Do you feel sometimes, right? You feel you've been on this plateau too long? Because God has more for us. So I like the song that it talks about, thank God I found him. I always like to say, sometimes you always have to remember the foundation when God started to build on. And that's the simple thing, that he saved you and been born again. But there's so much more. Well, it's a great hymn. Let's stand together and let's sing it. 445.
Gone, long my soul for something better.
few that want to just share with all of us of what Christ is doing in your life, what new thing he's done, or you're thankful for an old thing that is still new and God's still working. Feel free to testify. We don't have a lot of time for long testimonies, but we have a time for a few short ones. So just you absolutely feel free if the Lord moves you, okay? It's good to hear the redeemed say so. That's so important that we do that. Well, that last verse, and then let's worship him. Let's exalt him. Let's praise the name of Jesus. Verse 4.
Well of water, ever springing, bread of life, so rich and free.
We thank you, Heavenly Father, for your Son, our Savior, Jesus Christ. Lord, we live in an inconceivable glory down here because of the work of Christ. And we thank you for that. We want to come before you and not only praise you, but we want to remember the request that we made last night. Lord, we believe. We believe for these. Oh God, we know you're not always going to do things exactly our way, our desire. We have our ideas, we have our hopes, but we know this, you work. You work beyond what we understand or see. You've proven that time and time again. You are faithful, and great is thy faithfulness. And we thank you for that, Lord. And this morning we remember those requests, every one of them on that paper. God, that you'll come. And we say amen. Amen to them. So be it, God. And we also want to remember again the boys you brought here, the children, dear Lord, that you'll meet them. God, how many testimonies of young hearts that have been touched. We thank you for that. We pray for the counselors. Equip them today. Strengthen them, Lord. Give them wisdom. And Lord, they need your wisdom, your guidance. And we pray, Father, that they'll feel the assurance that you're leading and guiding. You're helping them. And we pray again, we don't take it for granted, your protection. Keep us under the blood this day, whether here or in the village, all under the protection of your hand. And we thank you in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Shall we be seated? Thank the Lord. Before, if someone, while you're warming up, and I know you are, I want to thank God I ever learned to praise the Lord. You know, I wasn't always comfortable with it. I grew up in church. I had a heart's desire, even as a 10-year-old, to be a Methodist minister. I told the minister at the Methodist church that my mom and I was attending, you know, I want to be just like you. And my mother said, no, you don't. No, you don't. So I said, well, okay, I want to be a minister. And then we came to a church where everybody was praising God. And, you know, I have to tell you, at first it was kind of annoying. You know, all that noise. Like, oh, hallelujah. I remember one person was just, you know, how many times can you say hallelujah and still keep whatever it means in your head? Do you know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Hallelujah, hallelujah. You say it at different volumes. Hallelujah, hallelujah. You know, I was just like, as a young person growing up in church, I was like, I think I'm going to be a Methodist minister. My brother-in-law, I like to tell on him, because when my sister got married to a man who loved to praise the Lord, he just loved to worship the Lord, and it's powerful when you do learn to worship out loud. I don't mean to minimize it or make fun of it, but I just didn't understand it. But I remember my brother-in-law, he liked to sit right behind my father. My father was a quiet man, but he learned to worship. But my brother-in-law would get up behind him sometimes, and when he felt the Lord, he'd stand up and go, glory! And no glory came to my father. When we got home, we would hear the quiet man talked. But I'm thankful I learned to praise the Lord. I'll tell you real quick. I remember one time just saying, I wonder if this praise thing works. What this is all about. You know, it just wasn't making sense to me. You know, to have to be vocal about God and what does it do? I kept hearing in church that he inhabits what? Praises of his people over and over again. But it never convinced me. I had to find out for myself, and maybe you do too. But I remember being home alone, and I said, I'm going to find out about this. I must have been early teens. But I'd had enough. I had had enough of wondering about this praise and worship. And so I had a little coffee table, and I said, I'm going to try this praise business. I see other people. I watched people getting blessed. They seemed like they were getting blessed. So I started walking around the little coffee table we had, and I praise you, Lord. I worship you. And I would run to the window and make sure my parents, that nobody was coming home. You know? But I'll never forget how the Lord met me. I'm grateful for that day. I learned to praise. Now, I never became a shouter. I could jump a pew pretty good. No. But there's power in worshiping the Lord. Do you ever see somebody who got you ever see someone who gets a new car? You know, they could be parking anywhere in the church parking lot. When they got a new car, they take up two spaces, right? And not only that, they're like, oh, I don't know if you've noticed, but I got a new car. And they try to keep quiet about it till you go over and go, oh yeah, you want to see a few things it does? You talk about the things you're excited about, that you're thankful for, that are granted to you. And I'm thankful for the blood of Jesus Christ. I'm thankful that we exalt him. So having gotten that off my chest, who wants to praise the Lord this morning?
Thank you,
Lord. God is faithful. God is faithful. Sing it. And o'er again, amen. God is faithful. God is faithful. Sing it o'er and o'er again.
Thank you, Lord. Amen. You are faithful, O God. Thank you, Lord Jesus.
Praise God. I want to share, it must have been about 40 years ago that I was here at camp, and my son was over in the cottages, and I had come and I was kind of down when I came, and I was here for the 2 weeks. And so my mother was very ill, and I was taking care of her. And it just wears on you after a while. Plus, she didn't speak English. She spoke Italian. So I was always her go-between. And so at the time, I just remember when I came here, it was like my prayer was, God, you got to change my situation. And, you know, Brother Keith was saying about how God doesn't always answer the way we think. And I had no thoughts really in my mind except my situation had to change, you know. And I didn't know how God was going to do that. And all I remember is praying that. And it was towards the end of the week that God said to me, you change. And I'm like, God, you don't understand. It's my situation, you know. And that happened the first night. That happened the second night. And the third night, God was saying the same thing to me, you change. Well, by the third night, I finally, something came into my mind and head, you know, the Holy Spirit speaking. And when he said, you change, I stopped. And this time I didn't say, God, you got it wrong. I'm like, he's God, he knows. Yeah. And I'm like, God, I don't see it, so you're going to have to show me what that is, you know. And I realized, and along the way, so my first week was complaining and everything else to God. My second week was where I was free because God showed me, just like, you know, when we're saved, how the Bible says that he transforms us by the renewing of our minds.
That's right.
And that's what God had to do. I had to start looking at my situation in a different way. That's what God showed me. And when I did that, I felt such a release and a freedom. And so I went from here and went home, and it was like that burden was lifted, and I was able to go on, you know. And then it was about a month or two later, God did change my situation, not the way I had expected, but he changed me first, because God is more interested in changing us. And you know, there's so much to change in us, no matter how long we've been saved. He's going to just keep renewing us and changing us through the years to become more in his image. And just when you think, you know, I've had people in the church sometimes, they say, I have faith, I got it, you know. And then all of a sudden you realize, you know what, that faith that God gives, yes, you've grown in it. But then along the way you realize you grow some more in that same faith, you know, because there's so many facets to it. And we think we never really reach until we go to be with the Lord, you know. But we do grow. We keep growing. So I thank God. I thank God for this camp. That's many years ago, but that's what kept coming to me while I was here, you know, that I just wanted to share what God did in this place for me, you know, at that time.
Thank you. Thank God. Amen. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. What a wonderful change in my life has been wrought since Jesus came into my heart. What was it? 448. Well, let's stand together and let's sing number 448.
What a wonderful change in my life has been wrought since Jesus came into my heart. I have light in my soul for which long I have sought since Jesus came into my heart. What a joy.
Some of you want to clap. Do you feel, don't you sense it? When we get to that chorus, but how do you clap when you're holding the hymnal? Well, you put it on PowerPoint, but that's another story. But you know what I was taught was you take that hymnal and you put it like that, and you can clap. Now, here's the thing with me. I have terrible rhythm, and I'm always out of sync. The assistant pastor at home, Phil Baker, I tease him a lot. He's got amazing rhythm. He starts out here, and he still ends up on time. So don't look at me. I'm not a good example. But sometimes it's good to clap. So if you want to clap, you feel free when we get to that chorus. I want to make one other comment. I like this third verse. Did you notice this third verse? I am what?
Possessed.
I'm possessed. It's so good to be able to say I'm possessed and in a positive way, because I meet so many people that are possessed in a dark way. It's good to know that I'm possessed with a hope. That's a glorious verse. Boy, oh boy, oh boy, I would like to sing that again. But no, no, no. Let's sing the fourth verse, okay? And then, thank you, Brother Paul. It reminds me of the pianist at home. It's like, Terry, not yet. But, you know, don't close your book, because I think we're going to close by singing number 3. So I'll remind you of the number then. But let's sing that fourth verse for now.
There's a light in the valley of death now for me, since Jesus came into my heart. Of the city beyond I can see, since Jesus came into my heart. Since Jesus came into my heart. Oh, since Jesus came into my heart. Floods of joy o'er my soul like the sea billows Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Praise you, Father.
Praise God.
Thank you, Lord.
Praise Jesus.
We pray, Heavenly Father, that as we look into a portion of your word, you'll change us. We are still desiring to become more like Christ. And we pray, Father, that we'll see that. We'll be encouraged. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. Shall we be seated?